For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I recently attended the Seattle Hemp Fest, and I got a chance to speak to the former police chief of Seattle, Mr. Norm Stamper.
I'm Norm Stamper. I'm the former police chief of the city of Seattle. Before that, I spent 28 years in the San Diego Police Department. I am currently promoting my book called Breaking Rank, a top cop's expose of the dark side of American policing. One chapter of which is dedicated to the drug war and to our need to end it and to replace it with a medical model as opposed to a criminal model.
Tell us about your involvement with this new organization, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
I'm a proud member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. As a matter of fact, I'm an advisory board member. I've given a number of speeches, several dozen as a matter of fact, in the past year for this organization and in the cause of ending prohibition.
Norm, we hear the voice of the drug czar. We hear the head of the UN Drug Commission, Mr. Maria Costa, still claiming marijuana is as dangerous as cocaine and heroin. How far can they reach with their war of propaganda?
Well, I think it's very clear that as drug policy reformers step up the heat on the drug warriors, not just locally or nationally, but internationally, they become frightened, and I think that's what's happening. They've bought their own propaganda. They now feel this compulsion to shade it, if not lie, to the American people about the effects of marijuana, which is demonstrably far safer than alcohol and most other drugs.
The average policeman on the beat, sitting at the desk, they know these same truths, do they not? Why do they not stand forth for justice?
A lot of police officers, regrettably, have bought the propaganda. They've been fed it, after all, from probably their days in elementary school when they were sitting in DARE sessions. If that's not enough, they certainly get a good dose of it in the police academy and beyond. So some of them simply believe the propaganda. But there are many other police officers who are convinced that the drug war has caused more harm than good. They recognize the costs in dollars and cents and in human suffering, but they're afraid. They're afraid that if they speak up, they won't get a promotion. If they speak up, they won't get that job in homicide. Police chiefs, I dare say, are oftentimes afraid that they're going to lose the best jobs they've ever had and jobs they never expected to get if they speak the truth about the drug war, such as the strength of the other side, the propaganda machine of Drug Enforcement Administration.
Please visit the website of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.